Paul said so.
Yes, indeed.
2 Corinthians 11.
Sure did.
He couldn't beat it, and he couldn't join it, so he invented something to invite you into.
Right, so he could be the head of it.
So he could be the head of it.
Yeah.
Satan's slogan isn't, if you can't beat them, join them. It's, if you can't beat them, invite them.
Right.
It happened in Numbers 22 through 24.
Yes, it did.
At Baal Peor. They invited the children of Israel to come worship their God. They couldn't beat them, so they invited them. Paul said he's become an angel of light. Satan has transformed, and his ministers have transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness. They had to give in. Yeah, Son of God came. And the whole battlefield changed. It was whether Jesus was the visible representation of God or not. Now, it's who are the real representations of Jesus? That's where the battle is. Who is really speaking for Him? To whom has He really spoken? The whole world is missing the boat because they're asking the wrong question. They're asking, what is right instead of who is right? They're asking, what is the truth instead of who is the truth? Because God, in the creation of His Son, showed that He had chosen always to work through somebody. And the Son's a reflection of the Father. If the Father chose to work through Him, He's chosen to work through others. He told His disciples that. I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. If they've hated me, they'll hate you.
Yeah.
But if they receive you, they'll receive me. But they haven't received me, they receive the one that sent me. God has chosen. In His last prayer, He prayed, God, I pray for these that have believed on me, but I also pray for those who will believe through their word, through them. Not through it, through them. God has chosen to work through frail human beings. He's chosen the weak to bring the mighty and powerful to nothing. That's just some of what's revealed in the creation of the Son. God loves you. You were created for a relationship that's in order. A relationship that's in order is a relationship that's under the government of God. The relationships in our homes can be in the government of God. Can be in God's order. Every person you know in this life, there's a proper relationship to have with them. Unfortunately, most of the time, if you choose to have a proper relationship with the people in your lives, they get mad about it. Because most people are ungodly. Most people do not love my Lord. Just because they get upset with you does not mean that you're out of order. If you're keeping your relationship with Jesus intact and somebody gets upset about it, it means they're out of order. Don't let that pouting, whiny, accusing finger get you off track. What do we expect? The world pat us on the back? Write a nice editorial about you walking in the Spirit?
Front page. Come on my mind.
Jesus said if they've called the master of the house Beelzebub, what do you think they're going to do to you?